Adi this holiday season.
And while you were sleeping, America, the UK and the US shut down their embassies, at least now, in Yemen. Why it's gotten so bad there? Are we shocked by this when we trace the line of the prisoners from Guantanamo? Speaking of scary things, hours after a security breach forced the closure of a terminal at the Newark, New Jersey airport, the police there and the TSA were scrambling, still trying to search for a man who went the wrong way through a checkpoint exit. I did a little checking before I jumped on the air and still got an update, just got a text on this. Still nothing new on this. They have not, as to my knowledge, they have not found this person yet. So security starts to tighten. How far can we go before it's too far? How do you feel about the body scanners? And ultimately, on Monday, what kicks in is for 14 countries, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, etc., Iraq, Afghanistan, people coming from that those countries, among those countries, to the United States, will have a different kind of security process that they go through, pat-downs, and also going through any of their on-air luggage. But will this thwart somebody who wants to get through the system and do an end-around? The answer is no. It can't 100% guarantee that, let's face it. I think no matter what you do, that's still going to happen. The problem is staying one step in front instead of two steps behind, and it often feels that way to me. So let's hope, as we usher in 2010, a new year, that we're able to come up with an answer to this riddle as soon as possible. You know, you got air marshals back in the air. So what happened with the air marshals? How successful did that work out? If you were really serious about security and you want to make these comparisons to Israel and El Al, which is what's always being compared out there, here's what the big difference is. You have security experts all over that airport in Israel and airports in and around that area. And also, there's no problem. There's no PC police with pulling anybody at all. They feel like patting down or asking questions about security is the number one priority in Israel in the flights for El Al, coming in, going, whatever. That's the number one security. That's it. That's what they're concerned about. So there are a lot of people that have airport security nightmare stories, and I think also can tell you stories about people that they saw go through, and they were surprised because it looked a little funny. Something looked a little bit off. And obviously, you know this. We've talked about this too many times on this show already, and it just happened Christmas Day. But Abdullah Mutallab, the 23-year-old Nigerian that came through, classic signs of something's up with this guy. Pays in cash for the ticket. Gets one way. Definitely does not look like somebody who's going to spend a night or two in Detroit. Not asked any questions about it. So it is fair to say, do you feel safe of flying, America? What would you do if you were in charge? This was your deal. You were Janet Napolitano. You were Homeland Security Director. This was your baby. And you were going to argue and fight and go up against the big bad system. You were going to, you know, whatever. You don't want the fingers pointed at you. You're going to come up with some of the solutions. What would your solution be? What would you say should be done at the airports? The number one thing is, I would say, you cannot react to everything that happens. I mean, all of a sudden, whatever the person comes up with, liquid, shoes, that's what we start to do. You have to be ahead of this curve somehow. You have to be the curve, not curb. You have to get off the curb. You have to be ahead of the curve. I mean, you know, it begs to ask the question, what security? How secure are we traveling? I mean, I've heard some unbelievable things about the screening system. And I've seen it myself. I've seen it in action. You may have your own stories to share. If you do, certainly jingle this number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Scott to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Jana, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, Kate. I'm going to take off my hat for this call, and I'm going to be General Jana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you some ideas on what to do here about this war on terror and about protecting the homeland. And first of all, we're fighting a guerrilla warfare. The terrorists are fighting guerrilla style. And that is one of the most successful types of warfare going. And they're fighting with an ideology. And that is hard to change. You have to work with an ideology also in reverse when you fight them, but it takes a long time for the ideology to change. They've got all the vast power of the oil money behind them, and so we're going to have to fight a similar war back with them. We're going to have to put most of our security right here in the United States, because we can't go to 50 different countries and keep fighting it everywhere it springs up, plus try to protect our country. And being they are fighting a guerrilla warfare, let them bring it to us. Have our homeland so secure that if they try to bring it here, we're bound to catch most of them. And true, they may be able to hit some spot where we're vulnerable overseas, but we've got to try to protect for that, too. And I just think that that needs to be made the top priority here. Also, with all of our places like the CIA, the FBI, the other agencies that exist like that, that people never even hear their initials, they're lax in sharing their
information. Yeah.
Information that needs to be changed. That needs to be made a priority. And you have the idea. Also, I'm not above saying this, and I'm not necessarily a conspiracy theorist, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's not unknown that some agency might be doing something with some group of people that another agency is at cross hairs with, something different. And so maybe that agency helped this guy get into the United States for something they have that they're working on. And all that kind of stuff needs to be brought under control, under our homeland security, and worked on and taken care of, and that's the only way I believe we can lick this.
Yeah, well said, Jana. Thank you. I think that some of what Jana's saying, some of the ideas are good ones. I mean, obviously, security has to be the number one concern here in the United States at whatever level, however you're disseminated, etc. And absolutely, there are some things that don't add up. There are people that are falling down on the job. Power, absolute power corrupts. This is why I say we need a third party in the United States, because really, Democrats, Republicans, are you liking any of the options there? 800-259-5791.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Those embassies closing, both the United States and the British embassy in Yemen, and then these questions about whether troops might be sent there, and, you know, they're not talking about that, obviously, at this point. And also, the Yemeni government, do they, I mean, can they pull down Al-Qaeda that's there, and really, what's the scoop in that area, another hornet's nest? And we go back to the religious ideology, and certainly that is prevalent in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and in Yemen, and the jihadist mentality, and how that is, how those, ultimately, how those fires are being fanned. It's worrisome. I think the whole idea of terrorism cannot be, I mean, if we're serious about this, and we're serious about keeping people safe in the United States. I mean, let's, you know, give me a break here. You and with these open borders, somehow, some way, some heads have to roll. If there ultimately is scandalous idiots that are, and idiot isn't even the right word, but scandalous, power corrupted people at the top at different levels, then they need to go. Then somebody needs to start to uncover as much as possible. Of course, you hit a brick wall when you start to ask a lot of questions, and everybody knows that. Ultimately, if you're on the journalist side of things, you have to keep digging, and do whatever you can to uncover. But ultimately, it's not an easy game to play, and it's the information is not readily at your fingertips, even with the best of sources. But ultimately, you have to ask yourself, as we swing into another decade, into 2010, and where we see ourselves 10 years down the road, what kind of a world are our kids going to grow up in the United States? Often I dare even mention this on the air when we talk about martial law. Can you imagine? There are people that are worried of the threat of that happening because of what they're seeing that is allowed to continue. The people that are allowed to enter the United States, and, you know, it could have, if ultimately Abdullah Muttalib had been able to ignite, let's face it, his device, that plane would have gone down, right? Then I think we'd be talking about things even a little bit differently. So CIA, FBI, what are they sharing among each other, and who's dropping the ball on lapses or these human errors? Or, you know, I mean, it's not acceptable in when you're talking about the really one of the first defenses in the United States for allowing that Nigerian man to board the plane with the explosives in the first place. If he had detonated them, as I said over and over again and just mentioned, it would be a different story of what we're talking about. So John Brennan, who is the president's top counterterrorism advisor, made the Sunday circuit. He was on one of the Sunday shows. And part of what Brennan was doing was defending Barack Obama because Dick Cheney, like a thorn in the side of the guys in the White House, is talking about the White House being too soft on terror, and this is part of the problem, and that he's not surprised that this almost happened, and that he thinks for sure there'll be an attack and all that sort of stuff. So here were some of Brennan's thoughts on that.
It's disappointing to me that either the Vice President and others have willfully mischaracterized President Obama's position and actions, or they're just ignorant of the facts. I think in either case, it doesn't speak well to sort of the reasons why they sort of went out and said these things. I came back into government for the express purpose of making sure that we can make this country safer than it's ever been in the past. I have worked with the President over the last 12 months now, and he is as determined as anybody that I've worked with. I'm neither a Republican nor a Democrat. I've worked for the previous five administrations, and this president is determined, and I think it is demonstrated in his language. He says that we're at war with al-Qaeda. We're going to destroy al-Qaeda, the organization, and we're going to demonstrate through our actions, whether it be in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and other places, that al-Qaeda might be able to run, but they're not going to be able to hide.
All right. Do you think that's true? Do you think that they won't be able to hide? Will we see more people? I mean, will we hear about more people that are being caught, and, you know, ultimately, will we start to feel like the world's a safer place? I have not a good feeling about that, actually, John Brennan. But 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Got a couple of emails here, so we're going to go to the mail in a couple of minutes on America Tonight, because for some reason, I know, I invite you to send the emails, and it seems like we get to the ends of some of these shows and we have missed the box somehow. I mean, everybody wants to get mail, right? It's like the old-fashioned mail. Do you get any of that anymore besides people trying to scam you or trying to upsell you or whatever? Isn't it great when you just get a card from someone unexpected? So we will check the snail mail in just a few moments, but a couple of other quick things that you might have missed over the holiday. Boy, it was a long holiday, wasn't it? We're going to talk about this on our next show, but Rick Warren, it's good to be the man when you're an evangelical pastor that has the power of Rick Warren. He was pleading for donations, right? He had a $900,000 deficit at his mega church. You know how much he got? I mean, like in no time, poof, like that. $2.4 million. Yeah. The second he started to talk about it, he posted it online Wednesday, and it included only money parishioners brought into its Saddleback Church, right, by New Year's Eve. And more started arriving by hand, by mail, all this other sort of stuff. 24 volunteers holding a sign for $100,000, and that's pretty incredible. This guy, I've never heard of fundraising like that. That's amazing how quickly he did that. And remember, he's the guy who did the same kind of, made a similar kind of plea after Hurricane Katrina and after the Asian tsunami in 2004. In the case of Hurricane Katrina, he got $1.7 million, and in the tsunami, $1.6 from the people of this mega church. And, of course, if you don't know the name, he's got all these best-selling books out there. The Purpose-Driven Life is probably the one he's best known for. And you've definitely seen that on the bookshelves. And he was, I think at one point, maybe it was last year, he was named the top newsmaker of the year by the Religious News Writers Association. Yeah. And he got a lot of attention because he did the invocation at the inauguration of President Obama. And then he had some controversial comments after California's Prop 8 which overturned gay marriage. So a lot of people started to, as many people applauded him, a lot of people started to pummel him. But he started that church back in 1980, and it's 60-some miles outside of L.A., and boy, those people respond. That's an incredible amount of money in a very short period of time. So we're going to talk with somebody about the power of the megachurch and Rick Warren on our next show here on America Tonight. One of the guests, anyway, that we're going to talk to. The other thing we're talking about is piracy and what's going on in that Somalia area and what really is behind it. But before we do that, quickly, let's run to the mailbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, I love that sound. This is from Eric. Eric says, Kate, I love it that you say you invite all opinions. I think that's great. And good for you for doing that. And good for you for letting people speak their mind. Very few in talk radio do that. Here's my peace of mind. And in order for us to restore our country, to its greatness, we need to seal the borders. It sounds like I'm being a PIG, but I'm not. I'm not trying to discriminate against a certain group of people. I'm saying the more porous the borders are, the more we let the elements in, the more the risk is increased for all of us, don't you think? A long time ago, you would have never heard me say words like that, but from what I'm seeing, there is no, and you've said it on the show, there is no headcount, so to speak, the deal with the visas, ? Keep at it. Talk to you again. All right, thanks. That's my problem, is the deal with the visas. People get the student visas, whatever. They're granted the visas. They're in the country, and there's no, okay, so I have a two-year visa, a one-year visa, and that's it. I'm underground. I'm working at a gas station. I'm doing whatever, and I'm plotting, like the guy in Dallas, like the guy in Denver. How can we not have a system where we can at least track that? Try getting a working visa in another country, and you'll find that it won't be so easy on the other side of it. All right, here's one from Ken. Ken says, Kate, love the show. Have to say I agree with you. You have to question the liberty aspect of how far you want to go with airport security. But at the same time, maybe the 14 countries, the pat-downs, and the checking the luggage that would go on the plane with these folks, maybe that will catch somebody. Just maybe. You can only hope, right? And you can only hope that the agencies share information. That's a big problem. It's all about the ego. And as Jana said, power. All right, we'll meet you on the flip side.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tonight, don't have a lot of details on this, but four U.S. troops now have died in a roadside blast in Afghanistan. That information just released moments ago by NATO. Anything else I get on it, of course, I will give you the details. Sadly, here we go again to ring in the new year. Let's go to Jerry's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jer.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Happy New Year to you and your staff, your listeners. For the troops, and we have to really just let our troops know that we support them, totally support
them. I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about what to do about these, you know, airline terrorists and that. I kind of believe profiling may be the only answer to protecting the travelers on the airlines, and also when Americans, you know, when the borders are being crossed by non-Americans, or whoever's crossing the border. I think profiling ought to be, used there. And I don't think profiling guidelines should be publicized by the media, because if you think these terrorists aren't listening, mm-hmm. it's like it's a no-brainer that they are listening. You know,
right?
So everything we do, they're listening. So, and they're making their plans accordingly. So I think we need a little bit of discretion here in that, and I think profiling may be a big step in that direction. What else are you going to do? You know,
yeah, well, here's the thing. And it's just, you're right. This is what I say. If you fit the description, if we keep seeing the same thing over and over again, you have to do that. It's not politically correct. A lot of people think it's ugly and disgusting and racist and everything else. But I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying that you have to take off eventually the PC gloves, or you have to let more Americans die.
Right. And Kate, why should we be the only politically correct people in the world? the terrorists, they don't give a darn about political political correctness.
No.
And all the airports have to get together if we're going to defeat this enemy, which is truly an enemy to the world. Everyone has to pitch in with your comments or at the airports worldwide. And that's the only way you're going to, these people aren't, they aren't as numerous as people in the world. So we have to be able to defeat them, but we have to work together. You know, we just can't go on all in our different directions. Politically correct.
You know what? That's the best thing you said. That's a great point, and that's part of the problem. Happy New Year to you, Jerry. Thanks. We have to work together. Part of the problem is that there is no work together. I mean, you see it right in the Congress, obviously, with the different. Let's face it, who's ever pulling who's ever strings, that's the bottom line there. But Democrat, Republican, whatever, when do you see that there's bipartisan cooperation and really serious support? You don't. That's why I always talk about the possibility of a third party. So here's the deal. I mean, it's true. There's so much backbiting and so much name calling and so much other crap out there. If you know, you get more done if you do work together, but I don't think it's possible because everything is so fractionalized now, and it's you and me or us and them, and it's like sports teams. So I kind of think it's like doing a sports show. You're either playing on that team or you're playing on this team because we gotta put you into a box. You either believe this and that's it, and you won't even listen to any other conversation. That's the problem. I understand if people have their basic moral compass, but people don't have conversations anymore. They don't listen and share information. People just spout things off, and that's the way it is, and that's a problem. I think that she's absolutely right. If people would work together, I think more positive things would happen. But the idea of profiling sets people off in so many directions. And, I mean, I understand if somebody has been in this situation, but now we're doing it. They won't call it profiling. But basically, you look at the 14 countries, everybody from those countries, there may be some really nice folks that are coming in from Iraq. They may have helped some of the troops even, and they're just moving here. There may be some great people from Saudi Arabia, but they're all getting pulled aside. They're going through a special screening process. So essentially, they're not going to call it, but it is profiling. That's what it is, because you're selecting those countries, the more dangerous or Al-Qaeda-type routes we know that could be taken in these areas. How do you think a couple that happens to have money from Saudi Arabia feels about that? So that's why it's time to take off the gloves and decide where you want to go, right? Do I think there's also a squiggly line about civil liberties? Absolutely. Do I think that I want to see every American patted down in the airports? No. And it's true. Do you think they don't have information on Matt Johnson, on Kate Delaney, on Jana in Iowa, and Mark in New York? Trust me, they probably, for me, I'm sure they have many files with all the my moves and things that I've said and things that I've written in the past and whatever. I mean, just in general. And I think all of us, when they say you're tagged in a photo, I think we're tagged. I think all of us are already tagged. But I don't want to see us go to the complete extreme. Like when you see those futuristic movies and everything. I mean, everything is recorded. Every move you make, forget that. I mean, there's already too much of that with the whole red light camera stuff and some of the cameras that are being installed all over the place. And there's one city, and I can't think of it, where it's just camera happy. I mean, I think anything you do, you bend over to pick up a piece of paper, you're on camera. What are they picking up on that ground? Let's not go in that direction, for goodness sake. All right, as I said, four troops dead in a roadside blast, U.S. troops in a roadside blast in Afghanistan. So you see, even with some of the incredible equipment they now have, they've got two of these tanks, basically, that go and they go in front of many of the others on missions, and they're able to find roadside bombs and even if they were to set one off, the people in it, how effective it is, it can't really rock the tank, but the normal tank it would. So they're sort of the scouting folks that go ahead, but they can't do it on every mission. And so sadly, obviously, somehow, some way, somebody got to these troops, and we don't know. You know, we've talked about that before on this show, too, the rules of engagement and how sticky that is for people serving in Afghanistan. And we saw it start to happen at the tail of Iraq, just in Blackwater being cleared from that square incident. It set off all those alarm bells about civilians and the idea of collateral damage. So really, too often, off the record, we've heard that on this show, when somebody is in a certain situation, they don't know. They're afraid to pull the trigger. They're told not to pull the trigger when they've got somebody right in their sights. They have an insurgent right in their sights, but they can't do it. And often now the kids and women, for whatever women are there, are being used as decoys. And then we find, sadly, that our guys are killed as a result. I mean, this is nasty business that we're talking about. If it was so easy to solve that problem, it would have been solved 7-8 years ago when we talk about these IEDs and how many people have been wiped out as a result. Now, these super souped-up tanks have helped, but they cannot completely go through the front lines, go through the streets that are being patrolled, and divert every single threat and find every single bomb. So there's tripwires or something that looks funny, boom, it goes off, and it's too late. And unfortunately, I guarantee when we start to hear the details of this latest one, it'll be something similar to that, something that they couldn't see, could engage with. And unfortunately, we're blindsided by, so that's awful. Any more information, like I said, that I get, I will absolutely pass it on to you. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we got to lighten the load here a little bit because we do have to enjoy these freedoms. And I hope that for as much as I, like everybody else, takes this so seriously and we jump on our soapbox and we rail and we try to do what we can to dig and chip away at the power mongers, we need to enjoy the freedoms that people are dying for in places like Afghanistan. So I hope you do take time to either enjoy your family or participate in other things. Football is one of them. We had a prize pack to give away on Nail the Score this season. And did anybody nail the score? We'll let you know. The Cowboys, the game of the week was the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. So we have some highlights from that game. There were some real blowouts in the NFL. And the picture is set at this point as we head into the playoffs. It's been an interesting season. Now, we will have on Tuesday a drawing for the Dave Peltz Golf School, which is worth like $700. So if you don't play golf and your name is announced, please pass it on to somebody in your life who does, because they have them all around the country, and it'd be just an incredible present to give to somebody who you want to see take advantage of it, because they'll learn a lot in the school, they'll enjoy it, they'll cut loose, whatever. And we'll do that. The drawing is just for the people who, of course, have been playing Nail the Score. And I have no idea at this point, except for that we're doing it on Tuesday. It's simply drawing a name from a hat. So we'll do that, and we'll announce it on the show. But we will announce whether we had a winner in our last week, week 17 of Nail the Score, and give you the playoff scenario picture. How's that? Stay with us. Sports Shorts next on America Tonight.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
Romo in the gun, third and four at the 11. Long count by Romo. A safety drops deep. Romo looking, standing. Throws to Witten at the 5. First down. Reaches for the goal line. Touchdown. Jason Witten.
Everybody's gone away. Said they're moving to L.A. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town.
Snap to Romo, third down, pumps left. Now going fade, corner of the end zone. Clayton is all alone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Cowboys!
Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time.
If they have trouble to snap, there's a scrum down there.
I guess that right is wasting mine.
And the Cowboys might have come away with this ball, and they did.
Some gotta win, some gotta lose.
And the kick is so good.
The damn Charlie's got to lose.
It's a division championship. It's a total domination.
The damn Charlie's got the blues.
It's a total domination. McNabb in the gun, first and 10 at his own 35, down 24-0. And they blitz up the middle, and they hit it. Spencer can't get it to the ground, but Carpenter will.
You know my heart keeps telling me
it's a total domination.
You're not a kid at 30.
Felix outside, 40 with a block from Witten. Broke the tackle, 30. A block
play
downfield
around
from 3 on the sideline. Touchdown, 49 yards.
Play too long, you.
And the kick is so good.
I got my pills to ease the pain.
It's a total domination.
Can't find the thing to ease the rain.
It's a division division championship. It's a total domination.
I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good damn Charlie's got the blues. Good damn Charlie's got the blues. Good damn Charlie's got the blues.
Yeah, I had the blues today after that shellacking the Dallas Cowboys. As many of you know, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles lifelong fan. 24-0. Philadelphia could have gotten a bye, won the NFC East. Instead, they come back to Dallas to play the Cowboys again for the third time in the playoffs. And they were just trounced. They looked unorganized, like they didn't care. And it was all a Dallas Cowboys show. They had chances early in the game to score, and they were not able to do it. Even a long field goal and an interception in the red zone, it didn't matter. They didn't put up any points. And we'll see if this Cowboys team comes back and what they can do to the Philadelphia Eagles. Or if the Eagles learn from this pathetic performance, come back and end up beating them and move on in the next round of the playoffs. They weren't the only ones to get shellacked. It was a very weird day, like Green Bay, which will play Arizona again in the playoffs. They beat them 33-7, another snore fest. And then, of course, Buffalo pounding Indianapolis 30-7. And there's some other games, too. But the key thing is, this was our last regular season Nail the Score. When we go into the playoffs, we will still do Nail the Score on Thursday, but it's a playoff game, and then we're done after the playoffs. So nobody has been able to capture the brass ring, get that prize, because the prize is so wonderful. But no one's been able to do it. Nobody came close. Who thought 24-0? I thought the Eagles would win at 27-24. Matt thought the Cowboys would win at 24-17. So, and we had a couple of people that said 24-something, but nobody had a bagel. Nobody had 24-0. That's why it's so tough to do. Matt, wasn't that surprising that there wasn't even any points put up? The Cowboys just shut the Eagles out to get that title?
Especially since, I think for the last month and a half, the hottest and best team in the NFC
Eagles.
Has been the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been telling you for weeks how scared I am to play them in the playoffs, but now I'm feeling all right after the way the Vikings dominated over the Giants, and granted the Giants had nothing to play for, but I thought for sure the Eagles were going to come close to winning. I mean, I know I picked the Cowboys, but that was just because I felt like I had to.
Right.
But, I mean, the Cowboys won, and now the Vikings have the bye, and the Eagles, it's the repeats in the NFC. The Cardinals and Packers play again, and the Eagles and the Cowboys play again.
Yeah, I don't think, here's the interesting thing, if it's not Philadelphia, then maybe Arizona. With those two blowouts, I'd be really surprised if one of those two teams doesn't win in the matchups. In other words, like maybe Arizona comes back, or, you know, they went all the way to the Super Bowl last year, or maybe Philadelphia comes back. But it was tough to say because they were such lackluster performances and really for a lot to play for. Certainly for Philadelphia, they absolutely had something to play for because they would have gotten the bye.
Right.
And they wouldn't have had to do this thing with Dallas again. I mean, you know, I don't understand. It to me, I think they really blew it. And the same with Arizona. I mean, they seem like they blew it too. So now they're playing again. So there were certain implications for what happened on Sunday, but it was a very boring weekend to finish out. You know, when there's foregone conclusions, Matt, maybe there's something to that. Hey, the story's written, screw it, who cares?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think definitely Arizona gave up very quickly against Green Bay because
mm-hmm.
they didn't really have a lot. Their position wasn't going to change much depending on if they won or lost. So maybe that's the one team where you can look at and say, okay, they laid an egg, but they were playing. I mean, Matt Leinart was in there. St. Pierre, their third-string quarterback, was playing part of the game, too. But the Eagles tried for a lot of the game, and they couldn't do anything, which is so surprising, especially with DeSean Jackson and how on fire he's been lately, and he got shut down.
Yeah, I mean, nothing they did worked. I mean, it was just pathetic, awful. And you saw the Vikings romped, and I saw an interview with Brett Favre, and he just talked about, well, the way we've been playing, we wanted to go out on a high note. We wanted to go into the playoffs, and this was a good thing for us to come out this way. And they just shellacked the Giants.
I got so bored this afternoon. It was 31-0 at halftime, and I have the NFL Red Zone channel too, and that can when you put that on, it goes to all the different games too. But all the other games are pretty boring too. So I came into work early today, and I got other stuff prepared because I had nothing to do with this afternoon. There wasn't any entertaining football on.
Yeah, boy, that's true. It definitely wasn't entertaining at all. And so it's interesting, the playoffs don't include the Steelers, who lost out on tiebreakers, but the Jets are going to be there. They got the number 5 seed in the AFC. They routed the Bengals 37-0 the Sunday night game. So the Jets head to Cincinnati for a replay game to start their playoffs, right? New York's win would stop Houston from a berth. The Ravens grab an AFC spot. They beat Oakland, so they go to the AFC winner, New England. That's going to be an interesting game. You think the Ravens have any chance in New England because Wes Welker's out?
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing that people have always been talking about with the Colts giving up on the string of going for 19-0. Was they didn't want to get any of their players hurt, and here's Wes Welker, their leading receptions guy, wide receiver on the Patriots, and he goes down with an ACL, MCL tear. So he's definitely out for the year, if not maybe part of next year, too. I don't know. The Ravens are always a dangerous team because they have such an insane defense, and Ray Lewis always has that team amped
up. That's what I think.
And they got a really good running game right now, too. So I wouldn't be surprised if they won.
I wouldn't be surprised if they won either. It's been a weird season for the Patriots, too. Absolutely, and especially the Lewis factor. Tony Romo and the Cowboys, the way they beat Philadelphia. You said it. Philadelphia's a hot team going into the playoffs. But, boy, it's tough to pick Philly in this next one now, too.
I think I'd still go with Philly if I was picking. I can't see Tony Romo doing anything in the playoffs. He's choked every single year.
Time, yeah.
All the time. Even going back to when he was the backup and got thrown into the starting position with the field goal, the hand, what is he? He's holding it. Yeah, and he bobbled it and tried to run it in for the touchdown, got tackled by, I think it was Babineau from Seattle, and he's never done well in the playoffs or under pressure, so I don't know.
And, you know, it's interesting, too. Yeah, I'm certainly hoping Philadelphia wins it. Then you have the Cardinals and the Packers again for the replay. And also, as Matt and many people are at GCN, Minnesota fans, you know, it's interesting. There's no cold weather games in the second round because Minnesota, New Orleans, and Indianapolis all play inside domes. And San Diego, of course, is the other site. So you got some byes so some teams can rest up. And we'll see what happens. I'll be curious about the Vikings. New Orleans is the NFC's number one seed, but they lost their final three games. I'd say it's pretty wide open in the NFL playoffs. What you need to know is we're going to have another Nail the Score coming up on Thursday. It will be a playoff Nail the Score. So how about that?
All right, teach me something about your beloved Eagles.
How about you, Cowboys?
Yeah!